here we are again.
Yeah.
What the fuck day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah, we saw a fucked up movie the other day. Yeah, I didn't really like it at first. It got better as it went, though.
This was an interesting movie. Now, this came out. It's called Anna and the Apocalypse. We saw it on Hulu, but I think it might be on either Shudder or Tubi. I think I saw it on another platform, but we watched it on Hulu. Now, this came out back in 2017, and I guess I am a stupid person because I didn't really read the synopsis. All I saw was Christmas and zombies, and I was kind of like, oh, okay. And then I'm like 10 minutes into it, somebody starts singing, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's a musical.
It's a British... It was a British zombie musical.
It's a zombie musical.
Yeah.
Which, I'm amazed nobody has done that. Well, okay, so the history behind this, because I looked it up a little bit. I guess that this guy named Ryan McHenry, who has since passed away, he actually passed away before this movie came out. There's like a memorial to him at the end. He had made this short film called Zombie Musical back in 2010, and I guess it won a BAFTA. So this is kind of like an extended version of that. Okay, if you want the vibe of this movie, it's set in Scotland. It's basically like Glee meets Shaun of the Dead. It's kind of like that, but not quite as funny. But you know what I mean? So, but the songs are good. And there's a little bit of, because you said it kind of reminded you a little bit of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, once the middle started.
A little
started
bit. Once the, like with the song with the bad guy and everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. The first, like, 20 minutes of the movie kind of felt very stale and corporate to me.
It seemed like High School Musical or something, but yeah, I guess that's kind of what they were parodying.
I think they were trying to feel stale and corporate and kind of like soulless characters. It did get better as it went, but I guess that was kind of like the tone. They were trying to be like every other high school movie or something from 2017, which to me, a lot of this shit just feels fucking stale and corporate.
But like I said, generic. I'm not really sure. It's hard to tell if that's
kind of tell what they're
it's
doing.
Kind of what they were they were parodying as well. Because I think there was a, I mean, there's a scene, you know, partway through where like the protagonist, like the main, I mean, it's kind of an ensemble cast, but like the main girl, Anna, she kind of comes out of her house with her headphones on. And she's like dancing down the street, singing, doing a number and everything. And like in the background, like all this horrifying shit is happening. Like zombies are falling out of windows and cars are crashing and there's like smoke and everything like that. So I kind of feel like it was a very Shaun of the Dead moment, like where he's just kind of walking down the street, not paying attention. And there's all these zombies wandering around in the background. So I kind of got that feel to it. So I feel like that's kind of why the first, you know, 10-15 minutes of the movie were set up almost like High School Musical or Glee or something like that, where it was just like a very corporate. But like, I will say though that I do like the songs. The songs were actually very catchy.
Yeah, especially toward after you got past like the first couple of them, I think.
Yeah.
The first one I was just like, well. Yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of a mixed bag for me. It wasn't a bad movie. It's just, like I said, mindset has a lot to do with it, I guess. We wasn't in the right mindset for it.
And I wasn't, like I said, I was, because all I was doing, I'm looking for Christmas horror movies, and I was just big, you know, that came out in the last few years, because that's what we're doing, like, for the next couple weeks. We're just doing Christmas horror movies. This is, I don't know if I would call it a horror movie, even though it is, you know, as it goes on, like, when the zombies start coming, there is, like, a lot of funny gore gags in it, like, people getting their heads knocked off and, you know, squished and blood spraying everywhere and shit like that. So it is gory, so it does have horror in that sense, but it's much more a comedy and a musical than a horror movie. And it's set around Christmas time, but it's not real, it doesn't hit Christmas real hard. There's a zombie at the beginning that's in like a snowman suit. At one point, you know, she's using like a candy cane with a spike on the end, like a big plastic one, like to stab people with. And like they go through like a Christmas tree lot and shit like that. But it's not real, I mean, there's Christmas decorations and shit going on in the background, but it's not like super, super Christmas, you know, centered, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that said, I can't decide. Like, I liked it, but the only thing I wish is it was funnier. I wish it was a little bit funnier, because I feel like, well, now there was some funny shit in it, like some of the shit that some of the characters said and some of the gore gags and stuff, especially, kind of made me like laugh out loud. There were some like really funny moments in it, but I kind of got the sense that it was trying to be Shaun of the Dead, except with songs, and it's not as funny as Shaun of the Dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was a similar vibe, though. So if you like Shaun of the Dead, you might want to check this out. But just keep in mind, and like I said, I don't know if some of my ambivalence, at least until it got, like, to the halfway point, all the zombies started showing up and it started getting good. I don't know if my ambivalence was because I wasn't expecting it to be a musical. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know that it was a musical until that girl, like, looked at the camera and started singing. And I was like, oh, it's a musical.
Everybody's in here. Louie's in here. Badger's in here. Sophie's in here.
Louie says, hey, Tom, is it at least a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's a movie.
I guess a lot of people seem to dig this, though, because when I looked at the reviews, like, I saw the review that Bloodbath & Beyond did when it came out. And they really dug it. And a lot of people in the comments were like, yeah, man, I'm like obsessed with this movie. And a lot of people have the soundtrack and everything like that. Like I said, the songs are really good in it. And especially, I think my favorite song in it was the bad guy who was like the headmaster of this school. His name is Mr. Savage. They just call him Savage. And I think his song is just because he's just like so over the top evil. And he just like fucking leans into it.
Kind of like something out of Rocky Horror.
Or Phantom of the Paradise or something like that.
Phantom of Paradise is better.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying that that's what you said when you were watching it.
Phantom of the Paradise is a good musical that I didn't even know about. She showed it to me. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did a review of that a while back.
Yeah, I like that one.
That movie's crazy. But I was like, yeah, I'm like actually surprised that this like this genre doesn't have more entries in it. I can't really think of another zombie. I'm sure there's other zombie musicals, right? I'm sure there's got to be. But yeah, I like I said, just if you're expecting it to be a musical, you will probably enjoy it more. I just wasn't expecting it to be a musical, so it was like I was like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing now. But then like you said, like, after the zombies showed up, I was kind of like, oh, okay, now I'm on board, because a lot of the gore gags were really funny, and there was still music in it after that, but some of the songs were
fun.
It got more fun like after the zombies showed up, because I feel like the first part of it was just kind of like a Glee episode, and then suddenly there were zombies, and then it got better. And you know, like I said, I would have liked a little bit more Christmas, a little bit funnier. Like I said, it had some humor, like a lot of humor in it, but some of the humor was just kind of like, oh, you know what I mean? But some of it was like laugh out loud funny, but it wasn't nearly as funny as Shaun of the Dead.
I'm waiting for Zach to show up in the comments. He should have shown up, because just a few minutes ago he was sharing fucking profile pictures to me, sending me his fucking Grindr hookups. Fucking, you know, ooh, this one's spooky looking. I don't know why he's going to show me. He wants me to fucking
You're like the dad. You gotta have
grinder. I gotta approve his grinder hookup.
You know, it's like, does this one look like a serial killer?
Yeah,
like to
what
you?
The fuck is? Yeah, what fuck is that?
David June says,
trying to seek my approval about what man he's gonna fuck up. His eye, he's spooky. I said, like, man, don't fucking show me this shit, man.
That one picture you just showed me, he wasn't ugly, he was just kind of strange looking.
He's like a human hornet. Eyes out on a triangle.
Come
or something.
Come on now. Like a human hornet. The new superhero from Marvel Comics. Human Hornet. But David June says, check out Holidays on Netflix. Yeah, that is a good one. I've seen that one. That's because that one doesn't have just Christmas. That one is like short films. It's like an anthology that's a whole bunch of different holidays. Like, I think there's an Easter one in there, and there's a St. Patrick's Day one and shit like that. I can't remember all the ones that are in there, but I remember I think I watched that last year or the year before, and I remember liking that one a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is another one on Netflix. I don't know if we might review it at some point, but I don't know if it's necessarily around the Christmas time, because it doesn't have just Christmas. It has like all different holidays. Like, I think, oh, and it has a Valentine's Day one too. I think I remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was really good. So what else? So tomorrow, because I have a Christmas horror movie lined up that I'm going to watch later that I'll probably review tomorrow. Now, I might be doing the stream by myself tomorrow, but I'm not sure yet. Because
I gotta go to the VA.
He's gotta go to the VA tomorrow.
Yeah, I gotta get my eyes checked every 6 months.
It's eye doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what time, because I think your appointment's at 12:30, right? So
I may be back by 3.
You will probably be back by 3, but I'm not really sure if you will be. If you're not back by 3, I'll just go ahead and do it without you. But
if not, I can send you a message on the way to tell you I'm being late. We can delay it a little bit.
And then I can delay it a bit. Yeah, that'll work. So yeah, so I'm just saying if, you know, if it's gonna be like a long time and, you know, I'll just go ahead and do it by myself or I'll
I should around. Be back in time.
I would think.
They're just gonna put those eye drops in there and fucking expand them out and fucking they check me for glaucoma every 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's in my family. And I do have like in the back of my eyes there's little things back there that looks like They thought for a while that it looked like I might develop glaucoma, but it never got any worse. So,
well, that's why they keep checking.
It could just be genetic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it'll. Hopefully, it'll never turn into it. But my dad, he got glaucoma.
Yeah.
They keep it under control. They put valves in there and stuff to blow pressure out.
That's crazy. It's crazy what they can do nowadays.
Right. Yeah. And it's just they don't even use any fucking anesthetic. They just use
here. Like let me blow in your eyeballs.
They just pop a damn valve, a pressure valve, into the white part of your eyeball. Ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. So if the pressure gets too high in there, it'll release the fluid from your eyeball out to equalize the pressure. Because that's what's happening in a glaucoma.
Yeah.
The pressure's building up in there too high. Yeah. It fucks up your peripheral vision.
Oh my God.
Your peripheral vision over the years gets worse and worse and worse until it's like you're looking through little tubes.
Yeah.
And they've been checking it for years and they haven't noticed any kind of decline in my peripheral vision.
Yeah, because I think you said something, it's been like several years since you went and they first said, oh, you have like first signs of that, so we need to keep checking. But it's been like a really long time.
I might have it, but I probably wouldn't live long enough for it to be in effect anyway.
Yeah, you know if it was, it's moving so slowly moving so that they're slowly. Not noticing it.
Right. They're just keeping an eye on it, make sure it's not getting accelerating, you know.
That's another thing, kids, when you get old. Until maybe 3 years ago, I want to say, I had perfect vision.
Yeah. You hit 40 and it goes in like a couple
weeks. But, well, for me, it was like, I got into, you know, probably my early mid-40s. And I had perfect vision. I mean, he would like ask me, hey, can you read this tiny little text on here? Hey, can you thread this needle? And I had no problem. And then like maybe over like a 6 month period, then I just had to get reading glasses. Then I had to get stronger reading glasses. And now I can still see far away. But if I take my reading glasses off, this is all just a big blur. Yeah. And that happened like that.
Yeah, man, aging's fucking fucked up. I'm 51 now. I'm fucking holding together pretty good, but that's not that impressive because usually what happens is that you fucking hold together real well till you hit about 60, and then it's like a 5-year period. And
so everything starts falling off.
Bam! Rapidly,
all your limbs start falling off.
You rapidly make the transition right into fucking old man. Happens right after 60, between 60 and 65, unless you're fucking doing some impressive shit with your metabolism. Working out seems to help. Hormones therapies seem to help. Just to soften that fucking blow. You're always going to age, but you can take the edge off of it.
And I feel like maybe, you know, to a small extent, I think maybe your outlook might help too. Just like
mental
don't get stressed out. Two, don't get into the mindset of being like a cranky old person. You know what I mean?
That's hard for me to do.
He is a cranky old person already.
I get mad over shit. But the thing is that, and I can attest to this, physical stress of fucking physically working hard. Weightlifting, especially, you know, for men and things like that, fucking, you know, hiking, you know, anything that's stressful on you is good because it keeps your metabolism rolling. It keeps your mentality moving forward, like you're growing, you're going through a growth thing. It's when I look back at the fucking older generations, you know, like my dad and all of his friends, the ones that became sedentary and sat around, they rapidly died. They rapidly aged and died.
And I kind of feel like something that was very prevalent in that generation, too. Like, I'm talking about, like, our grandparents' generation and somewhat our parents' generation, is that, particularly the men, I feel like their identities were so wrapped up in their job that a lot of them died. Like, they would retire, and then, like, a couple of years later, they croaked.
Yeah, and they retired at 45, and they were dead by 50, a lot of them.
I mean, my grandfather retired. I don't remember what age he was when he retired. I think he was 65. And then he only lived maybe another 3 or 4 years, I think. It wasn't that long.
Yeah.
He smoked too, like for decades.
I think my grandparents' generation, they were supposed to retire around 55, something like this. I think it's when they were supposed to retire.
Yeah.
And they take like a private business that like run a shop, but they didn't really live that much longer after that anyway. Who knows what kind of poisons they were ingesting? I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff that they sealed cans with had lead inside a tin.
Yeah, not the good old days. Like, and they didn't know any of that stuff either.
Yeah, they were around all kinds of toxic stuff. They didn't even know it was poisonous.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Just makes you stronger. Put your hair on your chest.
They smoked a lot.
Well, yeah, my grandfather did. A lot. A
lot of filterless cigarettes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he smoked from when he was a kid.
Yeah. But I tell you what, man, some of these young guys that I'm seeing coming up right now, the guys who are in their 20s and 30s, I'm looking at them and I go, those motherfuckers are going to fall apart like my grandmother's and grandfather's generation, because they're sedentary. They're sitting behind computer screens playing video games or working behind computers. You've got to get out. You got to fucking run, do physical labor. If not, you just start to atrophy, especially men. I think men take it harder than women. A woman can sit around a long time. A man can't. When they do that, they die. Heart problems, circulatory problems. I think it has to do with the fact that it affects male hormones, I think. Testosterone production starts to subside when you're not physically active. And you end up with all kinds of weird, like, fucking blood pressure problems and shit that it does to your arteries. And you just, you know. Men, I think, are programmed for an early death anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I think males of most of the species were not really intended to live that long, because they had a limited use. You know what I mean? They would just impregnate women and catch shit. And feed things, and that's it. You know what I mean? I don't think they were designed to live very long. Whenever you find like some of these ancient skeletons, you know, going back in 150,000 years, they're not real old, but evidently the average age of the females, it seems to be older. You know,
yeah, I think what ended up happening back then, because I think people have a misconception that people, even up until the Middle Ages or the Industrial Revolution or whatever, that they died at 30, but that's not the case.
No.
It's just people lived, you know, into their 70s, 80s, just like nowadays. It's just that the averages got skewed because so many kids died in childhood.
That too. But I think the men got hurt more often.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, back in the day,
a lot of signs of broken bones and shit.
Yeah, back in the day, they were out like hunting mammoths and shit like that.
Trying to grab animals and hold them down, you know.
You know, falling off of cliffs and getting stepped on and getting jumped on by tigers and all kind of shit like that.
Yeah.
All kind of dangers you don't have to worry about anymore. Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have to worry about it.
I think women could live into old age more reliably back in the olden days.
Yeah.
Because they were good for something. They could watch children and, you know, help it back at the camp. But old men, there wasn't much they could do. Maybe become like a damn fortune teller or a fucking priest or, you know, a magi type guy. And, you know, there wasn't going to be like a whole bunch of job openings for that. You only needed a couple of those in a big old tribe, you know. Probably because the only couple of 60-year-old dudes that survived.
Yeah, they're like, you know, wow, he must be wise if he lived that long.
Wise old man.
Either that or he was smart enough to stay in the cave and not go out hunting after fucking saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah.
Louis said our generation is going to have to work until like 75 probably. I've already kind of come to terms with the fact that I'm probably just going to have to work till I'm dead.
We work until death probably.
I'm not happy about it, but it's not like there's anything I can do about it. Tammy also said you have to keep your mind active. Also, my gram did taxes into her 90s. She is now 101.
Yeah.
I definitely think that is a large component of it. Learning new stuff. Just don't let yourself get ossified.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, a lot of people are making...
Physically or mentally.
Even Connor Vatslan, you know, and he lives in TJ down in Tijuana. He works for a certain company, and now that company's made the transition of everybody working at home, like what me and Jenny do. And that's the future. A lot of people are slowly going to transfer into an online economies. The companies save a lot of money when they don't have to rent office space. And it's not like the 1950s where you have to have old Bob walking around with a damn fucking mug of coffee to making sure everybody's doing their work. But if he's not doing his work, fucking fire him and hire another person. You know what I mean? Just, you don't need supervisors like they used to.
I certainly don't.
Yeah, well, see, Office Spaces, man. Office Space, that was a good one, man. It's exactly that culture, fucking way it was in Boston, fucking working for some of those corporations that I work for. Fuck that, and all that shit got fucking outsourced to other countries. But it was kind of justified because they were kind of fake jobs anyway. They didn't do anything. It was paper pushing and filling out TPS reports. It was the way of people back in the 1950s thought companies had to run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not the way it has to
I mean, honestly, anymore. Ever since I was younger, like when I was first getting into the workforce back in the fucking 90s.
They just did stupid shit.
I wanted to work at home.
Yeah.
So I know people are complaining about it. And for some people, I understand that it's harder. Particularly if you have kids, because you're always going to have kids underfoot and you can't work. Like, you can't do Zoom calls and your kids are out there, like, pulling on your hair and shit like that. I get that. But
it makes so much more sense.
It does make so it's a lot more efficient. I feel like I get so much more done.
You get a lot more done. You're not fucking up your car commuting to their
because
fucking
I
location.
hate commuting, especially in Orlando. Oh,
and when you do that, you're burning up useless fucking gasoline. You're putting all those useless miles on your car. And then the company's wasting all this money. They could be paying you a higher salary. Instead, they're going to fucking pay mortgage on this brick and mortar fucking facility. You're not getting any of that money. It's just not in your advantage, which really, you guys have been listening to the show, following the show regularly since this whole fucking pandemic started. I told you how this shit was going to go. It pretty much went that way. I'm not one of these fucking crazy fucking, you know, green economy motherfuckers. I don't really have a lot of faith in any of that shit. The Great Reset thing to me sounds a lot like the Great Leap Forward. I'm paranoid of that. But you can see kind of what they're talking about. Commuting to and from work and building those big buildings is a waste of fucking time and energy.
Yeah, it's a waste of resources.
It's a waste of resources. And when you start looking at it that way, you also start going, well, you know what? A downtown area is nothing but those offices and all kinds of facilities like banks and shit like that. You really don't need that city sitting there either. And I guarantee you, people, over the next few decades, those cities are going to slowly become kind of vacant and abandoned. Because why do you need to live in one? You don't need to live in one because the jobs aren't there anymore. Where you are, where your physical location is, has nothing to do with what your job is. You could live right here in this house and work on Wall Street in New York. You don't have to be in New York.
Yeah, I mean, depending on what the job is, most jobs like that,
they're not there.
Particularly information technology type of jobs, you don't need to physically
and then
be there.
The rest of those jobs around there are maintaining that city, but they're maintaining that city because of those office spaces. And those office spaces are there maintaining those apartment buildings. And those apartment buildings are there because of that office space. That fucking ecosystem is obsolete, which is kind of scary when you think about it, because that's an entire way of life vanishing. But that's technological progress.
Well, yeah, I mean, eventually, shit like that's happened before. So
eventually everything, yeah, like they don't build great pyramids anymore. They only do that a couple times. Fucking, there's three big ones and then a bunch of little ones. Because why build a fucking gigantic stone resurrection machine when you can just put it on paper and call it a Bible and carry it around? Does the same thing. You go to heaven.
Yeah.
Fuck the bricks.
Says right there.
Just put it right here. Just write about it. Tell stories about it. It's portable. Resurrection machine. So you don't need that big. It's the same thing. So, but here's the deal. You go, okay, so the world's going to fucking slowly become kind of suburban, you know. Can you move those urban populations out into suburbia, or does it overwhelm the suburban areas? And how can it handle the population overflow? And then how does this affect things politically? Certain political groups depend upon an urban population for their voting population. Does that mean politics now has to change? Because you don't have fucking urban populations anymore. So, you know, they now all start having rural and suburban concerns instead of urban concerns. This shit here, it's a trip. when I saw those movie theaters close down, when I saw EMC start to falter and close down, to me, Jenny didn't like it. To me, I kind of liked it. I was like, yeah, we're finally getting rid of some old-fashioned shit that's been around a long time. Yeah, I like the environment, but I could just do this from home. But now I'm kind of missing them theaters. That
See, I told you that was going to happen.
But that's never coming back. That's never coming back. I saw the analysis. It's another inefficient way of showing you an intangible product to sell you an experience that really isn't worth what people are willing to pay for.
Maybe live theater will make a comeback.
Yeah,
I mean, I know live theater never really went anywhere, but I mean, maybe it'll be like a big thing again. I don't know. I'm just pulling stuff up my ass.
And I'm not, and it's, and certain shit's changed. Other things haven't changed. Like, you know, you can go back decades or 100 years and read about what they were worried about in their newspapers. They were worried about railroads and monopolies, you know, fucking telephone monopolies taking over the world and running everything. Never really happened. Those monopolies are all gone.
Well, see, that's kind of what I always think about, because you go back and like look what, like when TV started making a big inroads into like people's homes, and everybody was freaking out about that, and I'm just kind of like, yeah, that didn't really.
So
it's all right.
What's affecting us is like
just calm down.
Is like big tech is kind of a monopoly right now, and they don't like you saying certain things on your YouTube shows. They'll shut your channel down. Which I don't agree with that at all. But then it makes you wonder, how long will big tech have that monopoly that they have?
That's what I mean. Nothing is forever.
Nothing's forever.
Change, I mean, change is the only constant.
Right.
And that's what, like, I'm all right with it. It's like sometimes things change and it sucks, but then sometimes things change and it's better. You can't know, like, one person can't know, like, how shit's going to shake out, like, in the future. So I just, like, feel like not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Because it always has, like, good shit and bad shit, just like everything else.
Yeah, fucking Con's saying what's up. Con, I was telling them about how we're all working from home now, the Great Reset, fucking how that affects everything. But, you know, it's logical. It's so much better than commuting and burning up all your gasoline. And putting fucking miles on your car.
And that's a bunch of wasted time, too.
Yeah. Because you're in traffic going, what the fuck?
That's what I used to think that every day, because I used to commute to a place that was like, I mean, it's not that far in terms of miles, but because I had to drive on I-4, which is like a huge fucking parking lot at pretty much every time of the day. It would take me an hour and a half to get there and an hour and a half to get home. And I was like, that's 3 hours out of my day when I'm stuck in traffic and I can't really do anything. So it's just like a huge waste.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting paid for that time.
Right.
I wasn't getting anything accomplished during that time.
Burning
I was
up
just
your car.
Sitting there on burning the fucking freeway.
Burning up gasoline.
I hated it.
Burning up gasoline that you paid nearly $3 a gallon for.
Right. It's like, so it's just, so I'm so happy that that's all fucking gone.
No tax deduction on the gasoline. Well, maybe on certain states, I think you could deduct that, couldn't you?
It depends. You can, yeah.
But it's just fucking bullshit. But you have to also understand that that entire ecosystem of a fucking city is in jeopardy of fucking collapsing now. It probably won't collapse quickly. It'll collapse slowly, but I think that might be the end of really big cities, because why do you need them? You know, you just don't need them. You don't need them to work. You don't need them to go to work anymore. There'll be some people in a downtown area. There's certain things that will have to be there.
Yeah.
But it won't be office work.
It won't be like work-related.
No. Which, that's mind-blowing. That's some futuristic shit. So what do? You knock down all those empty buildings? And here, there are whole cities that have vanished. Gary's gone. Fucking most of Detroit is gone. And I think that's what'll happen to some of these big cities. Is that they won't be, you won't want to live there and you won't want to work there. They'll just be empty buildings. And as well, you know, this is a fucking hazard. Knock that shit down. So I think some of that shit, it'll be like Detroit. Detroit's a fraction of the size of what it used to be. It still has a downtown area, but the neighborhoods are all gone, and a lot of the factories are all gone, all torn down. So, what would New York look like in 50 years? Will that be a small town with a really good downtown area that looks like fucking Greek buildings that were made in the 1800s? All the modern shit gone because you don't need office buildings? What happens?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we probably won't, because we'll probably be dead by then. But unless they give us cyborg bodies.
But, you know, I lived in Detroit.
I'll sign up for that.
I lived in Detroit in the late 80s for about a year, and outside of it in Trenton, Michigan for, I think, about another year and a half, 2 years. And just within that period of time, it was collapsing in those days. But if I look at it on Google Earth now, it's all gone. Everything that I remember pretty much about it is gone. Not there. Empty fields.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
Well, like I said, it is, but it's like, I guess I'm not, you know, I've said this before, I'm not a super nostalgic person.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, well, shit happens.
We go like, well, what happened to all those ancient cities Troy and fucking, well, that's what happened to them right there. They just tore them down and used them to make something else. Fucking they became empty fields.
Slowly collapsed like a flan in a cupboard.
Got away, yeah.
Hopefully somebody got that reference, but no, we'll see. Well, I know you didn't, but somebody in the comments probably did. Yeah. All right, so you had said everything you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant to like tell the funny Pookie story that she came in here this morning. I wish I had got this on video. I got the video camera out, and I started to tape her, but then by the time I taped her, she was already done.
Yeah.
She tried to get underneath the monitor of my big computer, and she can't really fit under there anymore. Like, she sort of can, but she has to, like, get way down on her stomach and, like, you know, squish herself, like, in. And I don't know why she wants to do that. But so she gets in there, and there's, like, a notebook there. And so that was making it even harder to get in. And she's, like, squeezing her little butt's, like, sticking out. She's like, and then she pushed herself under. And then as soon as she got under there, she turned around. All I saw was her little face come out with her big eyes, like, so the big pupils were really big and black, and then her little claws came out, and then she pulled my notebook under there with her and started to eat the paper.
Yeah. Louis Hernandez says Louis Hernandez says that he's in week 2 of 3-week lockdown, only that the elected officials don't seem to need to follow the rules. Yeah. Yeah, everybody notices that, man. You're not the only ones. You're not the only one that's noticing that. A lot of shit's coming to light. The next few years, man, is going to be a fucking trip. I just hope, I was telling Jenny earlier, I hope they don't just start fucking this thing where they think, well, you know, we can make a lot of money selling these vaccines. You know, if we came out with a more deadly strain every 2 or 3 years, we could kill off all these old people and all these unwanted office workers, and we'd make a shit ton of money. Let's just come out with a fucking tougher, you know, a worse strain of that and depopulate all these people. I hope it's not that. I don't think they could get away with that, but there's no telling, man, when, like I said, there's a lot of fucking monopolies and shit, big tech monopolies that are doing shit. But I don't think that shit is working, though. Even if some of the shit that they're doing, I think is a scam. But I think a lot of people see through it. I don't think it'll work forever. The old scams of the past, people rapidly caught on to them and adapted to them, and the game changed. So It's a fucking weird time, but I don't think a lot of shit's gonna change, but I don't think it's anything we can't handle. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I keep saying. It's gonna be okay. Like, even if it's not okay in a little while, it'll be okay. You'll just deal with it. We'll deal with it. Everybody will deal with it.
Yeah.
In a way, it's like, it's sucky, but I know this is like a fucked up thing to say a little bit, but it's like, it's almost better that like everybody's going through it at the same time.
You see what it is.
Because you don't feel like, because I think one of the worst things about bad shit happening just to you is that you're alone and you don't really have anything. But when bad shit's happening to everybody, I'm not saying that's great, but I'm just saying at least you have other people to commiserate that know, because everybody's going through the same shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's kind of like a little bit of a silver lining, I guess. That's like something that I thought of.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever get as bad as it was in, say, like the early 1900s, and when you have fucking an empire like Russia where they're just fucking wiping out millions in their own population and send them to Siberia as forced labor to fucking dig channels and whole cities fucking being starved out, you know, because they were allowed themselves to fall to the Germans. You know, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything like that ever going to happen.
That's what I mean. It's like, if you look back in history, it was so much fucking worse back then.
It was a lot
worse. So it's like, I feel like, I'm not saying that people nowadays don't have any right to bitch. I'm just saying that I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Some of the shit that it was doing during the era of fucking Joseph Stalin, you know, fucking tens of millions of people dying. I don't think it's ever going to be like that again. It's just going to be a bunch of inconveniences and a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's which, like I said, but that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
Life is inconveniences and bullshit. That's another t-shirt.
Probably what it's going to be. Inconveniences, bullshit, injustices, unfairness, lies. It's going to be just shit like that.
Like I said, same shit, different day. Yeah, that's pretty much.
It's not going to be, I don't think you're really going to have situations where mass starvations and mass executions. Not here, anyway. It's not here.
I mean, I'm not saying that might not happen.
That might happen in certain countries, but I that would be countries that didn't have much of an infrastructure anyway, you know, I don't know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. We're in the modern world now. It's hard. Or supposedly we're in the modern world. Everybody thinks they're in the modern world throughout history. They thought
you're in the modern world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. You thought they were back in ancient Egypt. Isn't that funny to think about? World.
Yeah. They're like, ooh, it's so modern nowadays.
Yeah, it's modern. Yeah.
That's what cracks me up. Like reading a lot of the ancient Greeks, like Socrates and Plato and stuff like that. They were bitching about generations before them, like how shitty they were. Like, these kids today with their this and their that. Since they were, you know what I mean? Like ever since for thousands of years. So it's like, it's nothing new. Like complaining about, millennials. They were doing that thousands and thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
They were talking about how kids were more fucked up than their generation. Our generation was so much cooler and blah, blah, blah. They've been doing that for thousands of years.
They're saying there's some shit going on in Australia. Yeah, look, man, fucking everybody knows that China's a problem. But we've always had a problem. Russia used to be a problem. Everything's temporary. It's not a problem that we can't overcome in time. That's what I think, you know what I mean? China's really fucked up Australia. But I don't think that'll last for long.
Yeah, well, like I said, everything's temporary.
Yeah.
Even bad shit.
We'll
figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll get through this. It's okay, everybody.
Yeah, hope so. I hope so.
All right, keep your chin up.
Yeah.
We'll just, you know. Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up. We've been going on for a long time. Anna and the Apocalypse. It's a zombie musical. But I'm going to watch another Christmas movie tonight, another Christmas horror movie. And like I said, I may or may not be reviewing it by myself. You might be back by then, so we'll see how it goes. Or it might be a little bit later. I'll let you guys know what's going on. All right, so we'll see you guys again tomorrow. And thanks for dropping by, everybody. Bye.